Hello, this is Shibu Ucharyan and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is January the 29th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Exodus chapters 34 to 36, proclaiming the name and attributes of Yahweh. We read in Exodus chapter 34 verses 5 to 7 like this. Now the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and the children's children to the third and the fourth generation. When Yahweh revealed himself to Moses, it was more than his appearance, but he revealed his character as well. He declared himself to be a God of mercy, grace, patience, and goodness. Yet at the same time, God executes justice on wrongdoers. These two sides to God's moral character, being merciful and being just, do not contradict, but rather complements each other. For God to be merciful, he must right the wrongs that people do that calls for justice. On the other hand, to be fully just, God must allow the weakness and limitations of his creatures that demands mercy. We can note that Yahweh proclaimed his name to Moses by expressing his character, his awesome wonder, and his mercy. When the Gospel of John introduces Jesus as the Word, there is celebration of the fact that he is full of grace and truth that we read in the Gospel of John chapter 1 verses 14 and 17 and was echoing the words of the above passage. To see Jesus is to see the Father. The name Yahweh is holy, just as Jesus taught us through his prayer, and should not be taken in vain. This name is a strong tower of refuge for us and should be leaned upon. This is the name that will be written on our foreheads one day in the future. When Yahweh proclaimed his name, the great I Am, he was actually revealing his seven attributes to Moses and to us, which are as follows. Number one, he is merciful, not giving the punishment that we deserve. Number two, he is gracious, being kind and benevolent towards us. Number three, he is long-suffering, patiently enduring all provocations from us. Number four, he is full of goodness, revealing his virtue and moral excellence. Number five, he is truth as an indisputable fact or reality. Number six, he is forgiving as he grants pardon and absolves us from any wrongdoing. And number seven, he will punish the wicked who do not seek him for forgiveness. These seven attributes are revealed through his agape love that he bestows upon us. Because he is gracious and long-suffering, God gave his people another opportunity, just as he does with us today. He gave a second chance to Abraham, to Jonah, and to Peter as well. Can we proclaim his wonderful name and turn back to him today? As we read in Psalms 103 verses 8 to 12 like this. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. On the other hand, to be fully just, God must allow for weakness and limitations of his creatures that demands mercy.